So, if I'm understanding this correctly, we're going to have our usual Labor Radio Podcast Weekly funk track, and then it's going to be, hey, I'm Chris Garlock, and this is the Labor Radio Podcast Weekly, but we're from Labor Notes, and we're going to talk about what we're doing. Is that basically
what
we're doing?
That's exactly what we're going to do, except that we are physically in the same space.
For the first time.
For the first time. So it's pretty cool. We're in the basement of the Hyatt Regency. So we're just going to do a quick debrief for a first of our special. We can't really call it the weekly because it's going to be the daily for the next few days, live from here at Labor Notes. But so let me just sort of introduce our cast of characters to my immediate left.
Harold Phillips with Labor Week and Working to Live in Southwest Washington.
Patrick Dixon with Labor History Today.
And Evan Papp with Empathy Media Lab.
And I'm Chris Garlock. All right, so we just finished our first ever Labor Radio Podcast Network Happy Hour, and we had libations all the way from Kansas City, thanks to...
Thank you, Judy Ansel.
Quite good, and I think we did justice to it. But before that, we had a session... featuring a couple of, I don't know if we'd call them working sessions, mm-hmm. right? And I just want to sort of get people's reactions to what just happened. So I'm going to, we'll just go clockwise and we'll start with you, Harold.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. You know, one of the reasons the network exists is for labor radio shows and podcasts to be able to share resources, share tips, share information, and that's just what we did today. We had a couple of sessions where we talked about how to give a good interview, how to edit a show.
That's coming right out.
Yeah, I know, right? That's perfect timing. And it was great to be able to sit around the table and help each other out and also get each other's ideas. The most important part for me anyways was where a lot of different network members from all across the country, Alabama, Maryland, the Northwest, Kansas City, talked about where the network was going and what the network could be. It was really valuable.
I worked for you, Chris, on a tutorial we provided on Descript. Which we use for everything we produce and which has saved us hundreds of hours and made it possible for us to assemble these sort of compilation shows that we'd otherwise not be able to do. I mean, we've done so much salesmanship on the part of Descript to other network members, they should really give us a chunk of change to sponsor the Labor Radio Podcast Network.
Hint, hint.
That's my recommendation.
Before you pass it back, though, let me get in, because the reason that the reason I kept these guys for probably something other more important that they should be doing after this long day was because we are sort of the four musketeers of the network. We've been working on this for many, many years now, and so, Patrick, you were here 2 years ago at Labor Notes, and when there were some other network members here doing workshops, but we never met as a network, even though the network had a table and we interviewed people. So I just wanted to, you have that 2 year perspective.
Yeah, I mean, from a very personal perspective, this year I have a lot more equipment to carry and the weather is a lot colder. Nonetheless, that might be discouraging, but I'm encouraged by the number of different network producers we have here. I mean, there was just a handful of us doing interviews 2 years ago, but this time around, I mean, I'm really hoping that in the coming days as we produce more of these shows that you're going to be able to hear lots of different voices from other people who produce great Labor radio shows, and that we'll be able to share some of their own style in interviewing different attendees at this conference.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Patrick. One of the things we talked about today is how the diversity of the network is its strength, how there are so many voices with all of these different labor radio shows and podcasts, and I think we're going to be hearing that over the next few days when we produce our daily reports. And that's simply because so many broadcasters and podcasters made the trip to come out to Labor Notes and join us.
Evan, you were another one of the ones who made the trip. You'd only signed up for covering the AFL-CIO convention, and then you got so into it that you jumped in the car and came out here to Chicago. But you also have that to your perspective, and so for you to come back and to see what we saw today, I'd love to get your response.
One word response is love. You know, but to see Harold for the first time in person, no longer two-dimensional. Zoom calls for the last 4 years when I first joined Labor Radio Podcast Network in April 2020. And Chris, you brought me on, and I got to learn about Patrick's genius on editing and everything else. And to travel with Patrick and Chris here 2 years ago after the AFL-CIO conference in Philadelphia, and to see that you gentlemen are still building it and we're all building it together, and I'm looking forward to the next step that we are going to take.
So one sort of final round before we wrap this special edition. Just thinking about the issues, I mean, I think there are some 300 or more workshops, including some, by the way, that the network is doing, and some that the network will be recording.
Right.
We are very much embedded with Labor Notes this year. That's why they gave us the room a day early to hold our own little mini conference. But I'd just like each of you to reflect on some of the issues either that you're thinking about, or that maybe you cannot walk a hall in this place without just hearing people engage in very animated discussions. But Harold, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it an issue, but I think it's important to remember that the conference hasn't even started yet.
That's right.
People are just showing up to register and get the lay of the land, and already the energy is on fire. Everybody is so excited about this moment that labor finds itself in. And it's kind of coincidental that there's a vote going on down in Tennessee at a certain Volkswagen plant right now during Labor Notes. That's indicative of the energy that we have in the United States right now for working people, and that's going to be reflected at this conference.
I agree. The sort of the story of the rescue of the UAW from corruption and incompetence is kind of a pretty central story on people's minds this year. I mean, last time around, people wanted to talk about Starbucks a lot. And, you know, 6-8 months ago, we didn't really know where that campaign was actually going. I was starting to have doubts myself about their strategy, but I think that's the sort of positive signs that that's going to reach a really, a really sort of strong, institutionalized benchmark very soon. So I want to learn more about, you know, the latest there. I think, you know, the other thing that's just interesting about coming to this, we went to this restaurant, Portillo's, last night. It's a local chain. It was very sort of beef heavy for me as a vegetarian, but I like the aesthetic. I like the style of the place, but the workers there are unhappy. There's an action, I think, Friday or Saturday. But so coming to these things, I've mentioned the big national campaigns, but I also like hearing about these actions that are going on that I haven't heard of in places that, sometimes it's in places that I know, but sometimes it's people from towns and cities that I'm really unfamiliar with who are coming here to share the word about what happened. And you kind of, you know, we're going to stand up there in the exhibit hall with our mic, and you never quite know who's going to show up.
Yeah, that is one of the things that excites me the most about this project, the idea that we're going to be talking to 4,500 activists and they're all going to share their story from their corner of the world, some of which we may have heard about, some of which we may not have. This is going to be an exciting few days, and we're not going to get a lot of sleep because there's going to be a lot to put into these reports.
Patrick and I are making faces because we are not going to be interviewing 4,500 people, even with their bigger crew.
And I'll be getting a lot of sleep.
I just want the listeners to have a realistic view here, unless you're planning to interview like 4,000 members.
Yeah, but you get to edit it.
That's true. All right, Evan.
I wish Judy Ansel was here, but she provided the beer, and she's on her way, and she gave a great presentation today on how to conduct an interview, and tomorrow we're going to discuss how to give a good interview, and hope to see you there.
All right. And the only thing I have to add is just sitting in this room and looking at, you know, close to 20 folks, where, mm-hmm. you know, 2 years ago there was just, you know, handful of folks, of us, you know, Labor Radio, Podcast Network folks, just really made everything worthwhile. I was just so happy to see that. And while I don't think that we will, you know, interview all 4,500 folks, I know we will talk to a lot of those folks, and more importantly, get the word out to them that the network exists, you know, in the days, weeks, and months ahead to bring their stories out, and that's really about. So hope you enjoyed this little behind the scenes with network founders here for a special edition of the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for this week, and check in and we'll see you next edition. Which one do I push? It's too many buttons. The front, push the red button.